second spiritual seekers of the name Elimelech is everything that is in your life today. You should feel a bond of love towards it. You should feel a bond of connection towards it. In order to be earthly, mind, body, and soul, everything that you've got, the furniture, the clothes, the shoes that you're wearing, the food that you're eating, the business, the money that's in your bank that you're earning, and all the people in your life that are present in your life today. Today, right now, this very moment, they are people who give you energy. If they weren't in your life, if your business or your clients or your customers or your money or your furniture or your chairs or your food wasn't in your life, you'd be dead. So the definition of life and death is things that are in your life and things that are not in your life. So things that are in your life, you should be awakened, mind, body and soul, and you should love them very much. Now, the longer that certain things have been in your life, if you are in a career or a job, that you've been doing this job now for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, the longer that it is in your life, the more energy is flowing through it. It's not like a little trickle of a little rainfall. It's like a lot of flowing energy. And when there's flowing energy, it's unstoppable. The longer the people who are in your life today have been in your life, the longer that you have known them and loved them, the flow of energy that flows between you and them. It's very easy for you to communicate and contact somebody that you has been in your life for 20 years because they've known you for 20 years. Somebody that's only just come into your life yesterday, the day before, sometimes it's difficult to communicate and contact them as much as you contact with somebody that you've known for many, many years. So the definition now of second spiritual secret is to wake up and observe and know all the things and the people that are in your life today in real life, and then to love them. To love that energy. It's a mind over matter energy. Your thoughts have to say, I love it very much and I can't live without it. And the more that your mind is thinking, I love it, the more you know that it's your destiny. And the more you know it's your destiny, we can then move into acquiring new things in our lives. We can't acquire new things in our lives unless our mind, body and soul is loving and living in the present moment today.